Once again, the powers that be are scooping with getting me on the air on the Skype. Shows I'm on, he tries to call, it doesn't call, then it pops up, and then just as I'm going to click on it to get on the Skype, somebody removes it. So that's somebody on my route or on the route of the GS radio, probably on my route, okay, because I'm looking at my Skype thing right here. And now it pops up again, ready for me to receive it, just ready for me to receive the call. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, just isn't that wonderful right there. All right. No, nothing, you know, just, yeah. So now it pops up, makes me look like a fool. Well, anyway, I'm not a fool. I'm right over the target, ladies and gentlemen. I'm right over the target. So when the goofballs, you know, the goofballs at the high end of the Luciferian elites, the goofballs that are at the top of the food chain, the intelligence world, the goofballs that are in, you know, the top levels of the military, the government, the whole nine yards. Okay. And wasn't that wonderful? It says I'm on the air with Skype, you know? Says I'm on the air with Skype now. And then it keeps flashing back and forth. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, I'm going to get off of it. I'm on the little talkie. I'll stay on the little talkie. And that's all there is to it. Ridiculous. Ladies and gentlemen. Just amazing. And this is this freedom of speech? Is it total surveillance? Is this people, when you tell the truth and you work for the Lord Jesus, you find that you every time you do that somebody's going to back off on you and come down hard on you? Well, let me tell you something. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Can you hear that resounding in your Valhalla bunkers deep beneath the ground? Some of you jerks are already in there. Some of you are already in the Sidar. You're under the Casablanca. Some are under the Pentagram. Some are under probably Mount Weather. Well, if you're listening, then you understand there's power in the blood of Jesus. And no matter what you do, he's going to come with his archangels. He's going to root you out and jerk you out of the ground like a bear that you are and throw you into the fire furnace. You're going to have wailing and gnashing of teeth. Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Ladies and gentlemen. Well, you know, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm going to say, Lord Jesus, you know that there's a gentleman's father. You know that there's somebody who is your servant in the Allegheny Mountains, Lord, that his father is in the hospital with a broken hip and femur. He's having surgery tomorrow. Lord Jesus, will you go to him right now? Will you protect that father while he's in the hospital? Lord, will you protect the father while he's in the hospital and not allow them to take away his food or his water? Don't allow them to inject the vaccines that shouldn't be injected into him, and make sure that everybody in his family is aware of all the ramifications of that. And, Lord, will you give him a good surgery, and will you get him healed up and out of the hospital as soon as possible and back to his loving family? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. That's for the father of the good friend in the Alleghenies. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, please provide him with medical miracles and to assist his doctors, and may they be good doctors and not the doctors who wish to withhold water and food and say, oh, they had COVID and all that kind of stuff. Lord Jesus, in your name I pray that you will give him medical miracles and that you will assist in his recovery from the surgery tomorrow. In your name I pray. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it just gets me angry because they keep trying to say, oh, well, you know, that hawk, he's not very professional. He can never get on the air. Oh, that hawk, you know. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't have any trouble getting on the air, you got $20,000 microphones and 14 TV cameras and all kind of stuff, then maybe you ain't telling the stuff the way it should be told. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you ain't giving a straight down the pike and letting people know that there's Luciferians at the top of the food chain in the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, and all the EIEOs, the NRO, and all of them, okay? And how about in the, the good old Secretary of State's crew? And a lot of people don't know there's also a secret crew of the Justice Department, all right? Secret crew of the Justice Department, isn't there? Yeah. And, you know, so I'm telling you what, they're just going to find out that all these people are secret police. They're all secret police. Anyway, now my phone is being goofed with. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can hear me. My phone is being goofed with now. So I don't know. I'm going to keep doing this as long as I can. Let me tell you what. The Lord Jesus had me to go back and look at my Kennedy books and all of the Kennedy. And if you don't have it, you can do it, because it'll tell you the true story about the FBI and the CIA and their involvement in the murder of President Kennedy, JFK. And that's, RFK, the whole bit, Martin Luther King. And you go back, you'll see exactly what went on and who's there and what's all the word, all it is. And if you don't have the Men Who Killed Kennedy DVD, see if you can get them. See if you can get them. They used to be sold by the History Channel or A&E. I don't know if they still sell them or not, but if you can get them, go ahead and get them, because that's the... tells you exactly, it tells you who's, where the shooters were, the whole nine yards, and, you know, where the headshot really came from. It shows you the pictures of Badge Man on the grassy knoll. You can see him clearly. You can see another guy in a hard hat next to him. You can see also down from him the what used to be called Black Dog Man years ago, which really was a soldier. Dwayne Arnold, where Arnold was the name, Kevin Arnold, Dwayne Arnold. And he had gone down there to take photographs or a video for the parade before he went to Alaska to go in the Army. Well, he's there, and then he heard the shot next to him, all of that. But there also was somebody in the manhole, okay, right at the point where the headshot could have come from. And I'm going to tell you what. You could have had almost a simultaneous headshot there. And it shows all different things. And if you look at a book, good old Jim Mars for years was an excellent actor. May he rest in peace in heaven. But old Jim Mars, in his book, which if you don't have this book, this is the book that really started the movie for JFK. It's one of the most comprehensive books about the assassination. Crossfire, The Plot That Killed Kennedy by Jim Mars. Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? The name is Crossfire, okay? And don't we, hey, you know, Crossfire, and then that is what was there in Dallas. And I'm just going to tell the story because it's apropos, because I also found out that what was true about it was that I said and knew was true at the time, or that I somehow knew that it plans out in looking at through the book and through all the information on the Kennedy assassination. I say, well, why, Hawk, why are you talking about that? Because the same corrupt people in the FBI, the same corruption in the CIA, NSA, the same corruption in levels of the executive branch and also of the captive portions of the legislative branch that are captured and encapsulated in the powers and the blackmail of the people in the FBI, the power of the people in the CIA or the NSA or the NRO. It's ridiculous. But anyway, in the DVDs of the Men Who Killed Kennedy, you'll see in there, you'll see an author named Scott Revelle, who was out of Los Angeles. And he was researching, and he had a guy named Christian David, who was a Corsican mob guy, Corsican guy, who was in prison in Leavenworth, all right, at the time. And then later on, he was moved back to France. But Christian David, he got to him, and he talked to him about it. And you got Mimi or Anton Garini, which is the head of the Corsican milieu in Marseille, which is funny because my father, I believe, knew him years ago when my old man was in the MPs in World War II back in Marseille. But anyway, that's another story, all right? Now, the fact is that these guys, then Chris DeVee told Scott Revelle the names of some of the people, all right? And they were all connected up with the Union Force and the Corsican milieu. The Union Force is the organized crime of the Corsica, the French Corsicans, or the Corsican French, or whatever you want to call it. And then they basically then became involved in the Vietnam era in that war. And then what's interesting, when Scott Revelle was getting deeper into this stuff and going after some of the names, and he had a source that the DEA had in their pocket named Nicoli, Michel Nicoli, who was also Corsican, but he was basically giving them information, and they had him, you know, by the short hairs, in a sense. But whenever Revelle started going after some of this stuff, information to find out about it, and the involvement of the FBI and the CIA and all that, well, lo and behold, there's Lucien Conin. He gets put in contact with Lucien Conin, or as some of you Vietnam veterans may have known him by, if you're in Mac V. Sog or something like that, or in Sneaky Pete, this or that or the other, or didn't exist in Vietnam, maybe you knew him as Black Luigi, okay? Now, I'm just going to tell you this, too, because I know when they mess with my phone, I know who's messing with the phone. And it sure isn't anybody but, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's probably Trump doing it, don't you think? You see, I'm angry right now because it's ridiculous. I had a nice program to do that wasn't focusing on this, but I'm going to tell you. If you go in there to about page, page 200 of this book, Crossfire. Let's see where I'm at. All right. 185, 200. All right. Just a second here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to turn right to it. Okay. All right, let's see where we're at here. There we go right here. Well, here's Scott Revelle. I'm just going to get these names out because it's kind of interesting, all right? It's in this chapter called French Connection, the Assassination, and that kind of a thing. And one of the people involved in this, very strongly, which may have been somebody named Alfred that was friends with Oswald in Russia. But is it the Oswald that was sent to Russia, or it is the Oswald that came back? All right. Maybe you should ask the FBI, because the FBI basically had two files on him. One is an informant and one is a security file in New Orleans when he called for them to interview him, and Agent Quigley went down the scene. All right. So anyway, ZR Rifle Program was back in the days, and with its agents, W.J. Rogue and Q.J. Wynn, all right? Now, Michael Victor Mertz was used as a name by Jean-Paul Sueytre, S-O-U-T-R-E, Sueytre, all right? And Sueytre was somebody that was certainly involved and was one of the shooters. And then as the other shooters, Revelle found from Christian David. Now, listen, I'm just going to tell you what Christian David told Revelle, the author at the time. And basically, the answers to the questions of the French Connection to Kennedy assassination feel that the other gunman at Dealey Plaza might have been the Frenchman known as FBI, as Michel Roux, to the French authorities, or as Jean Sueytre, and to the CIA as QJ/WJN, and to the International Crime Syndicate as Michael Victor Mertz. Further evidence of the French connection to the assassination came in 1988. When Los Angeles author Stephen J. Revelle, V-R-I-V-E-L-E, claimed that after several years of investigative work, he had learned the names of three French gangsters who killed Kennedy. He cited one source for this information as the imprisoned Christian David. Revelle and David claimed to have been Revelle said that David claimed to have been offered a contract to kill JFK by the chief of the Marseille Mafia, Meme Guarini. But David turned it down because he asked him who it was, and the guy said it was the head artichoke or the head vegetable, all right? So he turned him down. But then the three hitmen that didn't were allegedly Saveur Pironti, which allegedly at this time of the book was still lived in Marseille. The one Jim Mars wrote this book. Lucien Sarti, who was killed in Mexico in 1972. And Sarti also possibly had a uniform on that day. May or may not have been Badge Man, because that could have also been him. Could have also been Roscoe White, who was a friend of a Marine, who was allegedly on the same group that Oswald was in the Philippines. And there's pictures of that to show him, okay? And then if you've ever seen the pictures of Oswald holding the rifle and the pamphlets, the communist pamphlets or whatever, behind, you know, in the back of his house in Dallas, where he lived on Neely Street. Well, you see that picture, the chin, where Oswald's head is grabbed on the chin of the guy that's standing there, matches the chin pretty closely, allegedly, of, at the time, who was Officer Roscoe White, Dallas Police Department, all right, whose wife was a stripper for also for Jack Ruby. Okay, now, I'm going to get to these names, all right? And they all got the names from David, and then we had Lucien Sarti. Sarti also liked to use exploding bullets, or what you might call sabot slugs, or something that will really pop, where you put a bigger cartridge behind, and then you put a an exploding at the front, and you shoot it, and it blows the head off, you know, that kind of a thing. They call them in those days exploding bullets, but that's not exactly the real name of it. But anyway, so you had this guy. Xavier Pironti, allegedly, and then Lucien Sarti, who was killed in Mexico in 72, and then a man named Bocanomi, believed to be living in Central or South America at the time that Jim Morris wrote this book, probably in the early 90s or whatever. So, those people, quite interesting, okay? Quite interesting. So, allegedly, the three assassins, Pironti, Sarti, and Bocanomi, were hired to kill Kennedy by the French Union Corps, the European branch of the International Crime Syndicate, on orders from organized crime figures in America. And the trio of hitmen flew to Mexico, where they were met at the Texas border by some Chicago mobsters who drove them to Dallas. Okay? But now, those aren't the only people involved, for certain, all right? There's other people. There were a lot more shooters at this thing. If you don't know that and you don't understand that, then you've never seen the evidence, like of the acoustics and all of the stuff, then what you ought to do is get this book, and then you also ought to get the book about the autopsy, Best Evidence, by David S. Lifton, Best Evidence. And there's something in here, because here's what you start to get into as well, okay? And when you go into this, you start to look at it, and you start to look at all the stuff that they knew up front and all of the things. It is just beyond belief. And for the young people today that are listening to this who have never delved into this, you don't understand why it's important at all. What you got to understand is this corruption, this putrid atmosphere, this evilness, this Luciferianness at the top of the food chain in the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, all the branches of government, and the top slots in the Pentagon is beyond belief. And you will see that one of the times where they fully took it all over, was the Kennedy assassination. And since then, it hasn't let up. They really took it over in 1933 in the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, which, if you read the Trading with the Enemy Act with a Black's Law Dictionary and you read that, you'll understand that that is the first time that the American people, that the people in America, were declared enemies of the state, okay? That's a formal declaration of that, essentially to anybody of German descent. But what the aftermath basically of that is that even if you were a citizen, but you had a German descent, then they could say that perhaps you were sympathetic with that. It's the same way where they went with the World War II camps, with the Japanese citizens who had been here for years and years and years. And then were put into the camps, all right? So consequently, what we have is the past possibly becoming the future, to where we're now dealing and starting to talk about these camps that they're going to put you in when they start their civil war against you, which has already been started. And when they start to destroy all of the food supply, which has already been done, when they're taking away and the gasoline is going up in price. When I heard from, Army officer, the Colonel Bolduc in New Hampshire, is running for office up there, I believe for the U.S. Senate. Bolduc is a Republican running for office, and he told Sean Hannity the other day that it appears that the natural gas prices and, you know, the utility costs in New Hampshire this winter are going to go up 2,000%. 2,000%. 2,000%. 2,000%. So I'm going to tell you, you better be getting you some logs and stacking them up high, and you better be getting some of them candles and lamp oil, you know? Because this is not going to be a good year, and next year will be worse. And that way, if you think about it, if they turn lights out here, now you say, well, Hawk, what do you mean lights out? What's this got to do with it? Well, when they turn the lights out, that's when you're going to have martial law, and you're going to have camp situations. You're going to have NORTHCOM and all kind of people, and probably those red Chinese police stations that are already existing now in New York. I guarantee there's one in Houston, be one in L.A., one in Chicago, and one everywhere, this way, that way, and the other. And the red Chinese police are here, and that's in the mainstream news. We got to get ready, ladies and gentlemen. We got to understand what's happening here. I'm looking for a quote from this Kennedy deal. There was a witness who saw a man in one of the windows of the Texas School Book Depository building, all right? And basically, he was talking to the FBI about it, but the problem was it wasn't necessarily in Oswald's window. It was in the sixth floor, but down on the other end of the building, closer to the edge of the building, closer to the grassy knoll in the railroad park. And he said to the FBI agent, this witness, the name was Carr, C-A-R-R, by the way, and I can't find my, let's see if I can find it here. I'm trying to find it because I want to read the quote, but I'll paraphrase it just instead, because if they're messing with my stuff, then the heck with them, you know? They're going to mess with my getting on the air and try to make you think I'm an idiot, then well, I'll just be an idiot and talk about them. You see what I'm saying? Oh, here it is right here. The FBI have tried the case and reached a verdict on every aspect, Warren Commission member, Senator Richard Russell, but that's not the quote I'm looking for. The quote I'm looking for is about Carr, and he says this. He said that he found somebody up there, and then what the deal was is that the FBI just says, if you didn't see Oswald with a Mander Carcano rifle in the corner of the sixth floor book depository building, then you didn't see anything, okay? I also found out in the chapter in here, there's a chapter in Gemar's book about was Oswald an informant for the FBI. And quite frankly, in one instance, they found that he was being paid under S-179 $200 a month, which back then was a little bit of money. So anyway, Oswald worked down in New Orleans, all right, for the Roddy Coffee Company, allegedly. Well, it's not allegedly, it's the truth. And next to that was the Alba Garage, was a garage named by a guy named Alba. And that's where the FBI had their Studebakers and Fords and whatever they drove. All right. And then there's evidence down there that there was a guy who came in, had credentials, and he went into Alba's garage and he got out a Studebaker and then drove just down the block to where Oswald's business place of business was across the from Ed Park to the curb, and out came Oswald, dipped his head down to see who was in the car and talk to him. And then the guy in the car, who was an FBI agent from Washington, D.C., a top man from Washington, D.C., who was able to check the car out of the FBI garage. And all this in the Warren Commission report and also in the House Committee assassination, but they discounted it because they couldn't believe that the FBI would do that or say that. But anyway, they said that they handed him and passed him an envelope, which then Oswald flattened to his belly, and then he started to put it up his shirt. That's the payment. So when you start to think about this, the people who killed Kennedy, it's a strong possibility that Oswald was an informant for the FBI based upon the testimony of that era. And certainly he was also in military intelligence and probably the CIA as well. And then you got Guy Bannister, who was an FBI agent from Chicago, who then went had him down in New Orleans, opened up at 544 Camp and Corner Camp in Lafayette. If you're ever down there, go and look at that building. You'll understand it. Because Oswald worked out of that building, the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, and it was the same address, same offices that Guy Bannister, the FBI, former FBI, who was a private detective guy, but who was working with the U.S. military and the CIA and the Cubans to prepare the invasion, to prepare the invasion of Castro's Cuba, all right? So, ladies and gentlemen, when you take all this stuff and you got two, I think there's now three FBI shows on. There's one, which is the middle-aged African-American woman who always wanted to be an FBI agent, so that's the new comedy FBI show. Then there's two serious FBI shows. And I think they're going to have to bring back Efren Zimlis Jr. and the Fords and do that. But then people remember him. They also remember him from 77 Sunset Strip and Kookie Kookie, Lend Me Your Comb, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there is a riddle inside an enigma, you know, a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside of an enigma. But you can get to the point of this thing by understanding that they're going to come for you and that they have nothing of your security, safety, or of any of your rights in mind. And do not cooperate ever with any of these people. You're better off to take your chances. And if you're strong with the Lord Jesus and he's strong with you, if they are to kill you, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven, with Jesus. Everlasting life with him in heaven. All right. And I'll tell you, people say, well, there's not as much talk now about the nuclear war. Well, there is. There is a lot of talk about it. And then Petraeus and General Jack King, they keep talking about, well, if they use a tactical nuclear weapon on the battlefield against Ukraine, then NATO and the United States and NATO will come on in. Well, Ukraine is not NATO. All right. Ukraine is not NATO, but then they're going to say, well, we'll sink the Russian Black Fleet, Black Sea Fleet, and blah, blah, blah. Do they not think? Do they not understand? Do they not get that Vlad is somebody who's also ill, maybe with an illness like a cancer or something like that, that may be progressing? All right? That may be progressing? Do you not think he would not use hypersonic missiles that can reach anywhere in the world in less than 5 minutes that the Chinese have them? Also, little Kim has allegedly got them. Maybe not as fancy as the Russians or the Red Chinese, but he's got a derivative, obviously, of a Red Chinese weapon, all right? So, at the meantime, what else is going on? Well, you see, the economy's getting ready to go, but if we look at nuclear war, and I specifically was preparing, trying to be nice to you tonight and to bring out some information that might be helpful, all right? Might be helpful, okay? And there's a book by Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S, called Life-Saving Cures. Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures. And it was, let's see, copyright January 2000, Knowledge House Publishers. And it used to be Knowledge House was P.O. Box 4885, Buffalo Grove, Illinois, 60089. You might be able to contact them at that address or look for Knowledge House Publishers. You might be able to call 1-800-243-5242. And take a look at that and see what's going on with that. But anyway, Knowledge House Publishers, January 2000, Life-Saving Cures, Dr. Cass Ingram. How to use the latest and most powerful natural cures for the 21st century. So in there, there are all the different illnesses. There's Ebola. There's all the different, there's SARS. There's all kind of stuff in here, all right? There's stuff about heart attacks. There's all kind of things because this is the Life-Saving Cures, how to use the latest and most powerful natural cures by Dr. Cass Ingram. He is a medical doctor, and he was the one that used oil of oregano. His neighbor brought it to him when he had an infection that could not be cured. He went up to Minnesota there to the big clinic, Rochester, Minnesota. And they said, Doc, and he also, Buffalo Grove, pretty fancy suburb of Chicago. He had a lot of compatriots in the medical field there and in Chicago, and they couldn't cure the virus or whatever he had. It was a virus, I believe, of some sort, unknown. And Mayo's told him, we can't get rid of it. We've tried everything we've got. You better go on home and get your affairs in order. So Cass Ingram, and I've heard Cass speak, so just so you understand, I'm telling you what he basically reiterated. He goes home, and then his neighbor, who I believe is a Greek woman, brings over some stuff, oil of oregano, and he starts taking it. It's from some island. She got it out of Greece, all right, off of some island in the Mediterranean. And lo and behold, in a day or two, he starts to get better. So Cass Ingram went and then took the stuff and started researching. He went over to the Mediterranean after he recuperated and did not die, okay, from the virus. Well, of oregano is what he was using, okay, and he was from a particular plant, an oregano plant, on an island in the Mediterranean. Had the most potent oil of oregano that he could get, and then he had North American Urban Spices produce a new process to get the most out of it, and they got 73% carb recall. That in his book here, you can see and you can look up, and I was going to talk to you about radiation, because I think radiation is a key deal. And he had a thing here, it's like page 240, I think one on the book that I've got. Says when radiation induced catastrophes occur, protection may be achieved by taking natural substances and or antioxidants which protect the tissues from toxic damage. The following herbs and spices and nutrients help protect the cells and their nuclei via their potent antioxidant actions. So you see, I've come back around to the current possibilities of the current situation. Hal Turner is, through his sources, is saying that there may be some kind of a working up to a some kind of a use of a tactical nuke or some kind of a nuclear provocation in southern Ukraine, down there. And it could be that the NATO boys in the U.S. are going to fake it or do a false, false flag kind of a deal and make it look like the Russians, like they've been doing here all along, with the bubbling waters under the pipelines and all of that kind of stuff, all right? guarantee you that wasn't the Russians. There's no percentage in it, and the fact of the matter is that there were U.S. helicopters there, and that somebody I heard about along the way may have known the exact ship that put the divers up there. And I haven't given the name of that ship on there, and I'm not going to, all right? Because it doesn't make any difference. I don't want anybody to get hurt on that thing. But the fact is that somebody, I believe that the other people say, oh, it's not bubbling now, those pipelines. It's because the Russians shut them off. I was talking, telling Brother Quayle that the other day. You know, they shut them off. Steve put that out. He commented on his side about it, too. So this thing is all being used. You got billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions going into Ukraine. And meanwhile, you're going to have people in New Hampshire with a 2,000% increase in their natural gas bill or electric bill. Well, that ain't only going to be in New Hampshire, you understand? That's going to be all across the block, all right? And then in England, let me go to Bangladesh. Small little country, only 140 million people. Oh, isn't that interesting? 140 million. Total power grid outage. All the power grid down for 140 million people in Bangladesh in the last few days. You had Puerto Rico without power. You got a large section of Florida still without power. You know, if little Kimmy's shooting these shots off the coast, he could drop two over us. Or maybe they just do a hypersonic missile out of Russia or China and then pop EMP nukes over Nebraska and take out the rest of the power grid. And then according to the book, 1 second after, and the testimony that was before the Congress about power grid outages and such, that within 12 months of the power grid being down, that over 90% of the population of the United States would be dead. Then we get to Deagle's 2025 report, don't we? Deagle, the statistical provider, allegedly, for the CIA and other intelligence agencies of the FBI, where they said that the population of the United States would be in 2025. They had it less on an earlier date, then they revised it upward. Oh, the population of the United States will be 100 million. Oh, well, Hawk, don't we have 340 or 335 or 350 million, depending on how many illegal aliens Joe Biden let in this past year, right? Well, yeah, but they're all about the Luciferians, those of the New World Order, the WEF, all these kind of people. They say they no longer need you for the fourth industrial revolution. They're all about killing 80 to 90% of the people to eliminate and depopulate the planet, crowd everybody else into the cities while they have corridors out to their places where they rewild the prairies and they put mastodon and the giant aurochs and the big buffalo and they put the dinosaurs and Tyrannosaurus Rex and all of that, and they're going to rewild the planet like in a Jurassic way, and they will live above it as the Luciferians, as the left and right hands of Lucifer, you see, the Lightbringer, who they worship. They worship them. And the top slots many religions worship them, too. If you can figure out what this Pope is doing, I'd like to see what you have to say about that. Worshiping the black cockerel, you know what I mean? That's the old way they used to talk about it in the old days. Just incredible. And then they cover up, the Jesuits and them, they cover up the giants of the old days. Brother Quayle, if you go up and look on his site right now, there's a real good DVD about the giants, which was done, and all about the exploration of them in Sardinia, and then how underneath the churches and the different things, they dug up and found 9-foot-tall skeletons and that kind of stuff. And then people would come down the black limousine from the Vatican, and then all of a sudden those would disappear. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild. We've been telling you for 18 years plus. 18 years plus. So let me get this good old Cass Ingram's kit. Radiation poisoning kit. And he says, of the following herbs, spices, nutrients help protect the cells and their nuclei via their potent antioxidant actions. I'm just going to read this slowly. Radiation Poisoning Kit. This is out of Cass Ingram's book, Life-Saving Cures. Oil of rosemary, the edible type, in olive oil. To combat acute radiation toxicity, take as much as possible, at least 40 drops daily, Cass Ingram says. As a maintenance, take 10 drops twice daily. Oil of cumin. This is Dr. Cass Ingram, a medical doctor, okay, who is in his book, Life-Saving Cures, okay? Oil of cumin, take as much as possible, no limit. Oil of sage, take a few drops every hour internally and or sublingually. As a maintenance, take 5 drops twice daily. Juice of rosemary, drink as much as possible, 6 or more ounces daily. As a maintenance, take 2 ounces daily. Juice of oregano, drink as much as possible, 6 or more ounces daily. As a maintenance, take 2 ounces daily. Red grape powder, okay, that should be like a resveratrol or something like that. For acute poisoning, take 4 capsules per hour. Take the bulk or take the bulk powder, okay? I'm still reading out of Cass Ingram's book, Life-Saving Cures. Multiple trace mineral supplements, iron-free. Because if you take stuff with iron in it, the iron allegedly, according to Cass Ingram, increases the toxicity of radiation. Vitamin E, mixed tocopherols or eicochondrionols for acute poisoning, take 400 IU every hour. Crude natural vitamin C and flavonoids. Take 3 or more capsules every hour. Natural vitamin C and flavonoids. As a maintenance, take 2 or more capsules twice daily. All right. Beta carotene has natural crude mixed carotenoids. Take 25,000 IUs every hour. As a maintenance, takes 50,000 IUs daily. Organic selenium. I'm reading out of Dr. Cass Ingram's Life-Saving Cures book. Dr. Cass Ingram is at Buffalo Grove, Illinois, who came out with the P73 formula of oregano, okay, and other things from North American Herbs and Spices. This is out of his book, the year 2000. Organic selenium, take 200 or more MCG every few hours or two, and then reduce it to 1,000 MCG daily. After a month, reduce this to a maintenance amount of 400 to 600 MCG daily. That's organic selenium. Then he says selenium is potentially toxic, so after a week or two, you got to go to a maintenance amount. Iodine has Lugol's, L-U-G-O-L solution, or as potassium iodide. This is crucial since radiation releases nearby always include the dissemination of radioactive iodine. So what you're trying to do is to flood the thyroid gland with the good iodine, you see. The chemical rapidly destroys the thyroid gland, which as a consequence of its normal tendency concentrates iodine. And if it concentrates radioactive iodine, it unwittingly destroys itself. The key is to load the blood with natural iodine in order to block the poisonous type. So iodine is kelp. Arsenic-free pure kelp brand is best. Take 4 or more capsules every hour. I also have been taking lately Whole Foods, just in my own personal case. You check with your doctors before you would do anything. I've been taking Whole Foods has a kelp substance with iodine in it, okay? It's like a liquid. I take a drop, you know, like an eyedropper full of it daily. Then just to go on what he has to say, you see, Black Seed Plus, take 3 caps every hour or 2. As a maintenance, take 2 caps daily. Then he says Nuke Protect, which is a trademark. I think it might be his special formula containing the most essential anti-nuclear ingredients, including kelp, iodine, black seed, and selenium. During immediate severe danger, take 3 or more caps every hour. During moderate danger, take 4 caps 3 times daily. As a maintenance, takes 2 caps daily. Oil of edible ginger. in extra virgin olive oil. For fighting nausea and vomiting, take a few drops as often as needed. Other foods that will help. This is about radiation problems, according to Dr. Cass Ingram, okay, in his book, Life Savings Cures, that was from 2000, and Knowledge House Publishers, okay? Other foods that might help, he says, Brazil nuts as a source of selenium, whole cloves, raw almonds and filberts, rich source of vitamin E, dehydrated tomatoes and tomato paste, rich thick sauce of the, rich source of the anti-cancer, anti-radiation substance, lycopene, cranberry juice concentrate for flushing radioactive chemicals through the kidneys, getting them out of your body. Crude sea salt or iodized salt if the former is unavailable. Canned salmon, sardines, and tuna as a source of natural iodine. Canned shrimp or squid, a top source of iodine. Note the rule with radiation poisoning is to be aggressive. The amount of antioxidants required to protect the body is dependent upon the degree of exposure. This is Dr. Cass Ingram's words out of his book, Life Saving Cures. If a massive radiation release occurs, be equally massive in the treatment. Double or triple the suggested amounts of necessary air in excess, because without massive protection, the tissues will be destroyed. Barring the remote possibility of allergic intolerance, the mentioned items are safe, edible substances that can be consumed in large amounts or in huge amounts. The juices are the ideal agents because they are quickly absorbed. The individual will need quick antioxidant power to combat radiation. Protect yourself in every means possible. Radiation poisoning is the most gruesome of all illnesses. Okay? Now, that's Dr. Kassinger's book. And I hope that you can get a hold of one. Maybe you can check it through the, Barnes & Noble or somebody to see if they can order it still, or if there's a used copy out there. But also, I mean, he lists other different illnesses, Lyme disease, high blood pressure attacks, all kind of stuff here to take for different things. Ebola. I mean, and then what's Ebola doing? Okay. There's an outbreak of Ebola, I believe, in Uganda, all right? And Uganda is quite bad, of course, in terms of what's going on over there. And then it's interesting, they had medical students that they did not even have for the medical students proper gloves or masks or anything. And consequently, a lot of people, I guess, picked up the disease, or a number of their students did, and now you see it's getting to be a bit of a problem. But that is quite interesting, because that's one of the hemorrhagics. And then, of course, one of the hemorrhagics is also possibly SARS, all right? They come from that different coronavirus, some of those different things, dengue, Ebola, all those things, some of them are related. Now they're talking about, I guess, let's see if I've got that story up here. They talked about a monkey. Let's see if I can find that. That's what you get when there's too much information to even deal with. There's apparently a monkey that is got some kind of a disease that may go over to humans, and that is being studied at the University of Boulder, University of Colorado Boulder, okay? It's some macaque monkey, and they're talking about a new possible disease that might go over, and it reminds them, they say, of HIV and all of that. Well, if you also recall, and I don't know if it has anything to do with the University of Colorado Boulder, but as I recall, at one of their more remote rural feeding pens for cattle, that deer were eating out of there, and they were eating something that gave the deer chronic wasting disease. And then chronic wasting disease, if you eat the deer, you may come up with Jakob Creutzfeldt disease. And the deer would start to shake and have all kind of problems, and then that could be given to you. So all those are going to live off the land. Be advised that they've got all this stuff that they're giving already to the deal. Now, why is also information about radiation imperative right now? They're messing with, they don't want me to pull that up. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever experienced where you have a situation where in real time your computer is being messed with, all right? It's quite interesting if you've never seen that. And then now mine is going slow, 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 and I can't get it up. Anyway, look at the look at HHS, .gov. I think you can find up their newsroom. There is a new HHS purchase of drug. It's called NPLAD or NPLATE or something like that. NPLATE, where it is something that in acute radiation syndrome will help to create platelets to combat the radiation destruction from radiation in the body. So they've just ordered a jillion dollars worth of that. I'm saying a jillion because they won't let me pick up the actual article right now. It's very interesting. So in terms of that, let's see if I've got it right here. Let's see. Anyway, they're messing with me and I can't do it. So that's all there is to it on that. I'll just go and keep on going. Ladies and gentlemen, so what they're doing is they're buying, you know, the possibility here for nuclear, you know. Oh, now they're letting me put it up. All right. ASPR, Preparedness and Response, October 4th, 2022, for immediate release. HHS purchases drug for use in radiological and nuclear emergencies. It's purchasing the supply of the drug NPLATE from Amgen USA, Inc. NPLATE, N-P-L-A-T-E, is approved to treat blood cell injuries that accompany acute radiation syndrome in adult and pediatric patients. Amgen is based out of Thousand Oaks, California. Anyway, it's being, they developed this NPLATE for ours with support of the biomedical BARDA, Advanced Research Development Authority. Well, it's kind of interesting because they've got this developed and now they're buying it. And they're also buying it. I think they're buying ones that are closer to the expiration date because that means they're going to be used. You know, highly possibility they're going to be used, okay? And so anyway, to reduce radiation-induced bleeding, NPLATE stimulates the body's production of platelets, and the drug can be used to treat adults and children. So that is being purchased. The purchasing is already going on right now, all right? So consequently, you've got a situation where the government sure is interested in the deal, so you can't depend on the TV people to tell you about it, or Petraeus, or Jim Zach King. They're only talking about a tactile exchange. Well, suppose when they do the tactile exchange that Vladimir launches hypersonics, the Red Chinese launch hypersonics, and they just kabook, 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 and then all of a sudden you've got Mystery Babylon. Just got destroyed, okay? You read it out of the Bible. And then if you haven't ever seen this, David Wilkerson did a prophecy about how the world global economic collapse will happen, and it'll begin in Germany. And he did this years ago, all right? Did this years ago. Global economic collapse begins in Germany. Article was originally published or posted May 11th, 2015. David Wilkerson, excellent preacher, and he said the article was originally posted May 11, 2015, is being reported due to recent financial trouble at Germany's largest bank, Deutsche Bank. Well, all the banks over there are now going to be in real problem. And if that happens there, it will happen here, and it will be quick. Now, why is the USDA wanting you and the community gardens and all the stuff where, you know, you have a neighborhood association and do gardens, or you, the city does a garden or that kind of thing, or even you can just, you, they want you to register your gardens with the USDA so that you can come into contact with the local USDA agents and operatives, et cetera. That's the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Well, why do they want you to register your garden? Well, they say it's so that we can make sure and guarantee that there's a large backup supply of different foods and what have you. In other words, they're going to come and grab your stuff out of your garden. So don't register with the USDA. And you might put a little something over the top to make it look like it's camouflage. You know what I'm saying? Grow it at the edge of the tree line. Grow it somewhere in the hydroponics. But when you go for hydroponic supplies, just to be let you know, there was somebody in this town where it was actually a retired CIA officer whose kids were doing a hydroponics experiment for school. And they went down to a local place that supplied the tanks and all the stuff, you know. And they started growing vegetables in the basement of their house in a nice suburban area. And they started supplying the vegetables, you know, growing vegetables. And all of a sudden, apparently somebody dropped the dime at the little supply thing, or they had the sheriff was told. And they raided this ex-CIA guy or retired CIA guy. They raided his home with machine guns at 4 o'clock a.m. and put their boot on his neck. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your property, your business. And even though this is a little disjointed tonight, it's because they messed with me. But you got to think about this thing. There's going to be collapse, the possibility of other Ebolas, other variants of different plagues, or, you know, it's what Jesus said. Remember that. Wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Get right with Jesus. Repent of your sins and invite him into your heart. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the Luciferians who are perpetrating things on this planet. Benega Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, you're the best fight test in hand-to-hand or on the scope. Road and track and little L. Keep up with your studies. Lord Jesus loves you. Be prepared and have your dad prepared.